Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider.
Here with homecoming royalty at Pella Christian High School, Toby Vandermolen and Katie Rosa, our homecoming king and queen for the Eagles. Toby, I'll start with you. First of all, what does it mean to be selected by your peers and the staff here to represent the school this week?
I said in my speech, what it means to be a representative of Pella Christian is that I can represent what Pella Christian's mission statement is. And I think that really means like being a witness to God's word and showing other people what Pella Christian has prepared me for. And I want to send that out into the world.
Katie, similar question. What does it mean to represent PC and have and be selected by this group to represent your school?
Yeah, I'm very honored. And our whole class has just been a great example of Pella Christian's theme and goal, and just has helped, Pella Christian has helped me discover my gifts.
Well, and Toby, I know you wear different hats here, but let our listeners know some of the activities you've been involved with. I know I was taking photos of you last night, and now here we are for homecoming. But what are some of the things you've been involved in over your 4 years here?
Well, I've been involved in a lot of sports, basketball, football, and I'm still in tennis right now. I really enjoy tennis, just the people in it, and I hope we can have a great season this year. And we're just in a season right now. I was in the musical this past season, but now we're in winter speech. I'm having a great time, hoping we can go far in that too and win some awards.
Well, and Katie, I see you quite a bit at cross country and in tennis, and I know you're involved in so many other things. Let our listeners know what you've been busy with.
Yeah, cross country and tennis, like you said, and then also chamber choir, concert choir, worship team, and yeah, that's, oh, and I did the musical this fall, which is super fun.
Well, and Toby, as you kind of alluded to, as you think about this class and their impact, one of the cool things about today, too, that I think was added recently is Service Day. So you're doing service. What do you hope this class of 2023 leaves behind here at Pella Christian, whether it's service or success in academics, athletics, whatever it might be? And what's the legacy you hope to leave here at PCHS?
I truly believe that everyone in our class will do great academically and in their career. But I think I am hoping these service days aren't, like after Pella Christian, I hope it's something that we don't think we have to do, but something we want to do. So I'm thankful that we can have this opportunity here to kind of get like a foundation of what we could do past high school or past college.
Well, and Katie, you've obviously made some legacy moves yourself, especially with this fall cross-country team, running for Ryan, qualifying as a team for state, bringing the boys and girls to state together for the first time. What does that fall season mean to you, and how has that sprung you forward into everything you want to accomplish between now and graduation?
Yeah, I think especially through the sports that I've involved in, this school has just given so many opportunities to discover our gifts and to play a role into that, and just to find humility in that, but also joy, and I hope that we can bring that into our college years and in our future.
Well, and Toby, I was able to read some of the notes in the program, and one of the cool things about your future is you kind of discovered it through Winterham, right? Or at least found a path towards it. Let our listeners know what you're up to and how Winterham helped kind of play a role in that.
Oh, that's great. How I found out I wanted to become a veterinarian is sophomore year we wrote a career day paper. Through some research, I always knew what a veterinarian was, but like, deep research to it made me really want to commit to it. And Winterham, I say this all the time, it's my favorite time of the year because I have an opportunity to get involved in that career field. And with a veterinary school, they want as many hours of experience as you can get. And that gives you an advantage. So I'm so thankful for Winterham to give me that opportunity.
Well, and Katie, for you, you have plans too. Let our listeners know what you're up to. I believe at UNI and how you kind of chose that path.
Yeah, I chose to go to UNI for 4 years. They have a great program of recreational therapy, and nonprofit leadership is the major. So yeah, I did a internship my junior year last year through Winterham with an occupational therapist at Kinetic Edge, and that really got me interested in the whole realm of therapy. So recreational therapy is just a really cool program, and yeah, I'm really excited to go to UNI next year.
And Toby, you mentioned it, you got a busy spring coming up, tennis, and then before that you've got state speech and maybe all state speech. What are you looking forward to most about those activities?
I just love hanging out with the people that are in speech. I didn't really know them too well before this, and I'm just so thankful that I could make a relationship with everyone there. And I just love performing because you just get so nervous before, and then when you're done, it just all release out, and you just feel good about how you did.
Well, and Katie, I know you have probably a pretty big goal is to get the Eagles girls back to state, both yourself and as a team. I imagine that's going to be a big driving factor for your spring ahead of graduation. Maybe more, too.
Yes, for sure. I think it's definitely a goal to go back to state individually and as a team. But more importantly than that, just building relationships with the new freshmen coming in, and we have one more open spot on varsity this year, so I'm excited for whoever fills that. And yeah, we have the best coaches, and so I'm really excited for this upcoming season.
Toby Vandermolen and Katie Rosa, your homecoming king and queen at Pella Christian, congratulations. Enjoy the rest of the festivities and look forward to talking to you sometime in the spring. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at kniacableus.com under podcasts and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.